Mitch, please.
All right, guys, the Cavs media day yesterday, the team's top big man, Jarrett Allen, speaking to the media about his suffering a cracked rib during last year's Cavs playoff run, which kept him out for multiple games. And during that time, some were wondering what was keeping him questionable status for every game. Allen did address the matter on Monday at the Fieldhouse.
I think that definitely contributed to the skepticism of the injury. Now that it's out, looking at the CT scan, you can still see the piece of bone that's still floating in my body somewhere, you know, so it was definitely a worse injury than people thought.
All right, so you hear that. I don't know if you knew about this little controversy that got stirred up last year during the playoffs where after the Cavs were eliminated, you had a veteran player who was only here for a short amount of time say, yeah, you know, we were wondering about Allen. We thought he could play. Like, we thought he needed to do what he needed to do to play, meaning painkillers.
His former coach made a comment about it as well.
Yeah, so that stuff... We always wonder, like, the locker room knows. The locker room knows when a guy is definitely playing through stuff. And they also know when a guy probably could play but is opting for whatever reason to sit out. Is that something taboo to talk about, you know, in a locker room?
I mean, I think the people, the respect factor comes into play when you – when you see a guy, you know, put it all on the line, and you know they're battling and barely hanging on, but they put the team first, and I think, you know, when you see the opposite, then you just question more so, you know, their commitment completely, because, you know, in this sports world, like, we all play with some form of injury. It's just at what level is your injury to the point where is it detrimental to the team, where if I'm out there, I'm hurting us because I can't give my all? Or, you know, or do you have something else going on that you feel is more important than what we're trying to achieve? I really think that's the point.
Jeremiah Smith, amazing against Michigan State. Ryan Williams, amazing in their win over Georgia, the big play, the spinning off the two guys, the whole deal. One is 17. Ryan Wilson is 17 years old. Jeremiah Smith is 18 years old. Are they wasting their time spending the next 2 years in the pros or
in college?
In college. Or is being 17 and 18 much different? Or at that point would be 19 and 18. Is that much different than in a grown man's league with a 34-year-old Rodney McLeod?
It's definitely different, but at the same time, why leave now? You know, you got the NIL buzzing, you know, people making millions of dollars, you know, 100,000, like, you can set yourself up on top of what you're going to end up making in the league. So, you know, if I'm them, I'm like, great. Guess what? My stock rose now in two areas, you know, draft, but also in these deals that guys are being offered. So, you know, for me, I think you're going to see, and we have seen, guys just stay in college and opt to stay all 4 years, you know, now, rather than maybe even coming out year three because of the possibilities of what they can make in college versus, you know, the possibilities of what they can earn in the league. So now, you know, you're going to see some tough decisions being made. But, I mean, right now those guys are playing well. Keep doing it, young man.
Well, hell, with the COVID year, what, the Oklahoma State quarterback who just got benched, he's in year seven?
Guys have been eight.
I mean, that's a whole career. I mean, you should get a pension from that if you're at Oklahoma State.
Well, you just said a UNLV player, they're 3-0. The quarterback of the team says he didn't get what he was promised.
I heard it.
Obviously didn't get it in big-time contract.
Lima told me, it was weird, we had to flip-flop on this because at first I was like, yeah, go get yours if they promised you. And then the story changed where no, he was given what he was offered, and then it changed later that well if he's not gonna fulfill his end of the deal, then he's not gonna fulfill his end of the deal. Then I have to say that he's a fool for doing such a thing. Then it came out where he was just offered by some rogue assistant, according to what they were saying, $100,000. All right, who's right? Who's wrong? Which one's right? I said he should have honored his commitment originally. I still stand by it, even though, God, they boat race Fresno State over the weekend. I know you ain't paying attention to that. You got a game to get ready for. But who's right, who's wrong? You stay and honor the commitment of the team, or can you go ahead and leave because they didn't sign on the line, which is dotted?
I'm an old school guy, so I'm going to honor my commitment and hope that on the back end, I'm going to be rewarded accordingly.
There you go.
I'm an old school guy.
That's a good answer. What's it going to mean to have Nick Chubb come back to the practice field?
Man, it's everything. We all know what Chubb, you know, means to not only the team but the organization. And I'm happy for him that, you know, he's worked extremely hard, and, you know, in the shadows, right? You know, he had this Batman aura, right? And what he's been doing behind the scenes is now has allowed him in this moment, you know, for him to return and get back to playing ball, because, you know, it'll be good to see 24 back out on that field. He's deserved that. He deserves it, and he's earned it by the way he's committed to the grind this offseason. And I'm excited to go against him this week. You know, I told him, I said, man, get yourself ready. I you know what I'm saying? Get your pads ready. Like, we hitting.
We're laying, you're laying wood on each other? Speaking of hitting, Winston Reed, he's probably my favorite special teamer now. He carries a hammer everywhere he goes.
Man, you better get down when you see win. I'm telling you. big hit win. Like, he's a guy that is very just, like, soft-spoken, quiet, reserved. But, man, like, he packs a punch. And it's been impressive to see just how quickly he's made an impact for us on teams. I'm hoping to see more of it as we go throughout this year.
All right, get a win on Sunday.
Come on. Any back
guarantees?
In the hometown.
Anybody want to
need it?
Offer up a guarantee?
Do I want a guarantee? Gotta have Does it. He want a guarantee? You want to guarantee it?
No, I don't do that. But, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get this win.
Would you turn down a room full of school children who are begging you for a guarantee, though?
Absolutely not.
So,
come on.
So all we need to do is get school children and you'll guarantee?
Yeah, get the kids all in here. Then we got to pack them up, bring them to the game, too. We need that same energy at the game.
There you go. Heather, the elementary school teacher.
Come on.
Was anybody sober in the crowd in Vegas?
Doubt it. Why would you be?
All right, Rodney, hopefully it's going to be a lot more fun next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Or we'll just go over the nonsense list with him. That'll be a lot of
fun. He's got to score more touchdowns. We need more touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, putting them down on Rodney touchdowns. All right, we're back tomorrow, 6 to 10.